Material supplied by VMS may be used for internal review, analysis, or research only. Any editing, reproduction, publication, rebroadcasting, public showing, internet, or public display is forbidden and may violate copyright law.
Welcome to Everyday Food.
Does that need to be deep fried?
No, just saute it.
My goal this year was to really perfect pies.
Oh, it's just great hearing you guys, and we learned so much.
Everyday Food, the radio show with Sandy Gluck.
And welcome to Hour 2 of Everyday Food on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112 and XM 157. I'm Sandy Gluck in for Betsy Koretnik, who is away. Today we are going to be talking about spicy and icy cocktails for the fall. Ooh, that sounds really delicious to me. And with the weekend almost here, you're going to want to stick around because I'll have more delicious recipes on the menu for the Fruit and Veggie Challenge. Plus, food, wine, and spirits writer Kara Newman is going to be joining me in studio to craft tongue-tingling cocktails so you can taste along with us. Of course, I'll be giving you a delicious dinner dish. Dinner tonight is a bacon-wrapped cod. You can find this dinner dish and all of our dinner dishes at MarthaStewart.com. Go there, click on blogs in the upper right-hand corner, and then go to the Everyday Food blog.
Welcome back to Everyday Food with Sandy Gluck on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112 and XM 157.
Welcome back to Everyday Food. I'm Sandy Gluck in for Betsy Koretnik, and you're listening to Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112 and XM 157. Now, if you want to learn about some spicy cocktails, you are lucky, because joining me now is Kara Newman. She is a food, wine, and spirits writer and the author of Spice and Ice, 60 Tongue-Tingling Cocktails. I love that. My tongue is tingling already.
Oh, fabulous.
So, Kara, it's very interesting. I think that the whole idea about seasons changing and things, you know, spiciness, now is when I want those hot things.
I don't know about you, but I walk through the Green Market this time of year, and I see the chili peppers and all those wonderful colors. It's ready for the fall. I mean, it is chili pepper season
right now.
It is
chili pepper season. I love chili pepper season. They are addictive.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
They are absolutely addictive. So I was asking people earlier if they had seasonal drinks that they went to all the time. And we do have a caller on the line. We want you to join in the conversation if you've got a question about spicy drinks or any kind of drink question. I'm betting that Kara can answer it for you at 866-675-6675. But Kara, right now we have Joe on the phone from Michigan who wants to share his seasonal drink with us. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Sandy, how are you?
I'm great. Welcome to Everyday Food. You want to share a drink with us?
Sure. What I made a year ago for a holiday party is I made cranberry margaritas. And the ingredient that really makes them good, you take that jelly cranberry sauce as your base, you add fresh lime juice, and then some Grand Marnier, a little orange flavor, and you make your margaritas with that. And that makes it really slushy. Gives a great cranberry flavor, and you put a few fresh cranberries in there just for color.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. And do you make a big batch of these?
I make a couple of pitchers full because I have like about 20 people over. So I make like I pre-make them and then just blend them up when people come and sit with some ice.
It sounds good. Is this Joe Stieber by any chance?
It is. Joe Stieber on the phone in the car.
This is my brother-in-law calling from Michigan. I was waiting. I thought I don't want to make a mistake and ask somebody if they are, but I heard your Sheboygan accent in there.
Actually, I'm going to Sheboygan right now.
Oh, all right. Well, say hello to Margaret and everybody for us.
I'll do that.
Come up north, make some margaritas. Or not north, come east here. Make some margaritas.
I'll see you in December.
Okay, you take care.
Okay,
have a great day and drive safely. It's Everyday Food, Sandy Gluck. I am joined by Kara Newman. She is a mixologist. She is the author of this wonderful, wonderful book, Spice and Ice, on lots of hot drinks here. I love that idea. And you know what I love about the book that was really interesting is, first of all, you tell people how to make their own infusions, and you tell them also about making their own rims for glasses. Talk about that.
Oh, absolutely. The infusions or the rims?
Oh, both. I want you to talk about both.
Okay. Well, when it comes to infusions, I think there's some really wonderful commercial infusions out on the market,
mm-hmm.
but there's nothing really like making it yourself, and especially with something with some heat, you get it to the heat level that you like with the flavor that you like. And I think also when you're working with fresh ingredients, there's that certain vegetal freshness
mm-hmm.
you get that just disappears in a lot of hot infusions on the market.
Right.
You just get that peppery aftertaste.
Yeah, you get the heat without those subtle nuances, right? Now, when you make those infusions and I want you to walk the listeners through them. They're
okay.
So easy, you will be shocked. But when you make them, they will hold up forever? How long?
No, not forever. well, you can make it just in a couple of hours, but I think it'll hold up for at least a month
mm-hmm.
in the refrigerator. I think after that starts to lose some of its potency,
right.
But that's a good long time.
That is a good long time. And you make different batches. So you can make a small batch, you can make a big batch. You also made a peppery ice cube.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
I love that. Now, walk them through that.
Okay, well, that was pretty easy. All you need to do is, you just need water, as if you're making any kind of, there are two different ways, I think, of approaching it. The first is you could make one with an actual slice of jalapeno showcase
mm-hmm.
inside, and you would just fill an ice cube tray about halfway full, then you would lay the slice of cucumber on top of the water after you've frozen it for maybe a little bit. So half full, freeze it a bit, put the jalapeno on top,
right.
add some more water, and freeze it completely.
Oh, very nice.
And that's really beautiful.
That is beautiful. Did you have one in there with simple syrup as well or not?
Oh, yes. You
right?
can do a simple syrup. You can infuse it and then freeze it.
Mm. So a simple syrup, if you are not, you know, if it's something unfamiliar to you, it's basically you are dissolving sugar in water and you can steep pretty much whatever you want in there, right?
Absolutely. You can do something with cloves and cinnamon and your kitchen will smell so good.
Oh, so good. Now talk about cloves and cinnamon, because I think that people, when they think about, spice, they think only about heat. But it's not just about heat.
No. Just about anything that's in your spice rack, you can use in a cocktail and you can use in an infusion, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big fan of the gentler spices as well as the hot stuff. So clove and cinnamon and vanilla, ginger. Oh, I'm a huge fan of ginger.
Me, too. I love ginger.
I've got a drink for you with some later.
Oh, all right. I absolutely love ginger. And you also had one for Thanksgiving that had rosemary in it, which was really interesting as well.
That's a really easy infusion to make, too. You're just taking the spirit and adding a couple of sprigs of rosemary, and you just let it sit for a couple of hours. And when you're done, it just has this elusive aroma and taste. You can't quite figure out what it is at first, but it's a good complement for something you're going to drink if you're making, say, stuffing with a touch of rosemary.
Mm-hmm.
It just echoes the flavors, and it can be really subtle.
Very, very nice. And that rosemary, I mean, I love it for now. It feels very much of the season. And it's sort of woodsy. I really like that. I could see that with before roast turkey, maybe before some mushrooms.
Oh, it's good for sipping while you're watching the parade.
Exactly. Now, you have brought a whole host of things today to mix up a few cocktails. What is in all of those wonderful little jars that you have?
well, I've brought the ingredients to make three cocktails for
mm-hmm.
you. The first one is called the Dragonfire.
Okay. I like that name already.
And that one's made with a jalapeno tequila, which I just made today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, perfect.
The second one is called Red Dawn, and it's kind of a Zen version of a Bloody Mary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tell me what you mean by a Zen version.
It's one of those easy, elegant versions of a Bloody Mary. Everyone has their own secret recipe that they make for brunch, you know, the morning after, the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be really complicated. People sometimes go to great lengths to add freshly grated horseradish and peppers and hot sauce and everything else. And what I did is I created kind of a stripped-down version that uses harissa, which is a Tunisian hot sauce.
Right. Oh, how fun.
And it includes a lot of the spices I think a lot of people would use to make their own, but it's really kind of a streamlined version.
That's great. Now tell our listeners how easy it is to make these infusions. Tell them how they could make some of those.
Okay, absolutely. For the Dragonfire, all I did was I created a jalapeno-infused tequila, and to do that, all I did was I took 2 cups of tequila, silver
mm-hmm.
tequila, I took one jalapeno and just cut it in half, trimmed off the top, cut it in half, and just let it sit there for a couple of hours. And I think the real trick is making sure you remove the jalapeno when you've hit the heat level you want, or else you could really scorch your taste buds off.
So when do you think people should taste the after the 2 hours?
After the 2 hours, and probably every half hour after that if it's not strong enough.
Interesting. Because sometimes jalapenos are tricky. You know, sometimes you get them, they're not spicy, but generally, right? But if you split them and the seeds and the ribs are there, you should get some heat from that.
Absolutely.
Oh, excellent. So what are we're trying first? Let's move to our first drink.
Okay.
It's Dragon Fire. Am I going to, I was saying I have to go to the dentist after this, and what will my dentist think?
Oh, good Lord. I can't even imagine. You might not need as much Novocaine as usual. Okay. So I am adding to a cocktail shaker 2 ounces of jalapeno tequila.
Okay. For people who don't have a jigger, 2 ounces is 4 tablespoons, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
1 ounce of triple sec.
Okay. And tell them what that is.
Oh, it's an orange-flavored liqueur.
Okay. It's a little syrupy, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's also a common ingredient in margaritas.
Right. Yes.
And that's what this is. It's kind of a souped-up version of a margarita.
We like that. I am here in Everyday Food talking with Karen Newman. She's written this great book called Spice and Ice. If you have a seasonal drink that you'd like to share with us, or maybe, you know, you need a little bit of help picking out something new, give us a call, 866-675-6675, and you can learn how to make these really interesting, easy cocktails. And these are sort of seasonal cocktails at home with ingredients that you can find really easily. I'm Sandy Gluck. I'm sitting in for Betsy Koretnik here in Everyday Food, and Karen Newman is joining me. She's going to get ready to shake up that cocktail, the Dragon Fire. So right now it has some triple sec, and it has a jalapeno infused. Is this the one?
Tequila. This
tequila.
Is the one. And I've also added 1 ounce of lime juice and 1 ounce of orange juice.
Okay, so 2 tablespoons of lime juice, 2 tablespoons of orange juice. See? Can you hear that? And I'm going to get to taste it. I brought some cashews in here because I know sometimes it's difficult to pair things with drinks. And certainly the spicy drinks sometimes get a little bit tricky. So I thought that a nut that was really fatty and delicious might work very well. Okay, now I have a really big drink here. We need to share this. Okay, I'm going to try this. Let me first smell it. Oh, it's very, very nice. You get a little tickle in your nose.
You sound surprised.
No, I'm not surprised at all. I was talking about pineapple, a spicy pineapple tequila before you came in that I make. So, no, I'm not surprised at all. I'm thinking this might be an easier way than squeezing all that pineapple. Oh, okay. There you go. Oh, I have a lime slice on here. Talk about those other garnishes that you make. They're interesting garnishes, an interesting sort of, if I wanted to top this with a salt mix or some sort of mix. I have to tell you that my 2 favorites were Pop Rocks and Atomic Fireballs.
Oh, thank you. I love Pop Rocks.
I do, too. I love the way they sound and the way they feel in your mouth. So tell people about those rims that you were making.
Okay. Well, since the classic rim for a margarita is a salt rim, my thought is why not look at the other side of the spice rack, too, and do, for example, a salt and pepper rim.
Mm-hmm.
Or for a sweeter, more desserty kind of drink, I think you also can mix together one half cocoa powder and one half chipotle powder. And
Very nice. This drink is delicious. We were talking about what will become our new seasonal drinks. I want to know about your seasonal drinks, 866-675-6675. This might become my seasonal drink. It has heat to it, but it's not killer. I mean, it is lingering, but you have the little bit of sweetness and orange flavor from the triple sec, the heat and the wonderful flavor from the tequila, and then that citrus from the orange juice and the lime juice. It's a great combination.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I love it. I don't want to sip too much. Now, what would you pair this with?
Well, my thought for all spicy drinks is not to pair it with spicy food.
Mm-hmm.
I think something like this would be fabulous with, say, a cheese gougère or any kind of cheese puff, something with a little starch, a little fat, a little dairy to kind of temper the heat.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a nice way to go with that.
I think you're absolutely right, and that is a good point. You don't want to obliterate the flavor of this. This is wonderful. There's a balance. There's a harmony that's struck here, and there's a balance between the heat and the sweetness. You taste it with something hot, you're not going to get the flavor of either thing, actually.
It's funny. That's one of the things I mentioned over and over throughout the book, that even though you're looking at a spicy drink, it still has to be balanced. It still mm-hmm. has to be delicious. It's not enough for it to be just off the charts hot.
Right. No, I absolutely agree with you. That is my problem sometimes with hot food, is that I taste it and all I taste is heat. And then I can't taste the nuances of whatever it is. And in this drink, you get everything. I mean, it's very well-rounded and you get all of that. As I said, you get the sweetness, you get the heat, you get the citrus. There's a lot going on in here.
Oh,
and
definitely.
Easy to make. And did you do the infusion this morning?
I did. It took an hour and a half.
There you go. What could be easier than that? I was talking about this pineapple tequila that I make. You know, chopping a pineapple, steeping it in tequila with jalapeno and a little bit of herb in there, like tarragon or rosemary.
Mm.
But it takes 3 days. And it's delicious. But this does almost the same thing, and it took a lot less time.
Instant gratification.
Instant gratification. I like that. You're listening to Everyday Food. I'm Sandy Gluck, in for Betsy Koretnik. I'm joined in studio by Kara Newman. She is a food writer. She is a mixologist. She has a great book out called Spice and Ice. There are 60 wonderful drinks in here, and lots of tips. So if you want a tip, if you want to join in the conversation, maybe you need a new seasonal cocktail, join us at 866-675-6675. We would love for you to join in. Have a drink with us. Toast it with us. This is great. What are we moving on to next?
Okay. Next drink up is the Red Dawn.
Okay. This is the Zen cocktail?
It is. It is. And I called it the Red Dawn because I think of it as, well, A, the color is red because there's tomato juice in there,
mm-hmm.
and harissa. And second, because I was thinking of it as a brunch kind of drink, so, you know, dawn brunch.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. We were talking, Monty and I were just talking about Bloody Marys, and you have lots of spicy Marys in the book. You have different variations that people can add. And we said the same thing. It's sort of like, it's brunch, you know, you have to have it for brunch before 4 o'clock. You probably wouldn't want to have this at the end of the day.
No, I love Bloody Marys. Oh, my goodness. There's so many wonderful Bloody Marys, and I've been seeing such great recipes for them out there.
Oh, so what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
There are two that I really love. I mean, in addition to the ones in the book, which, of
mm-hmm.
course, I love, too. One has golden heirloom tomatoes.
Ooh.
And it has this surprising, you know, yellow, golden color, too. And it's a bit milder. It doesn't have that same acid that red tomatoes do.
Right. You make a juice out of the golden, or you puree them, or what?
You slice them, you juice them. I think the technique is to squeeze them through cheesecloth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have the pulp in the glass.
Mm,
you just
so you get
the
tomato
liquid.
Water, right?
Exactly.
Ooh, very nice.
And the other one I've seen, I can't remember which chef's recipe it was, but it was an inside-out Bloody Mary where the tomato was frozen into ice cubes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of it was clear. I think it might have been in even a cachaça base.
Oh, wow.
It's really innovative.
Now, explain to people what cachaça is.
Oh, it's similar to a rum. It's a Brazilian liquor.
It's a sugar cane, is that it? I call it the evil drink. But I've had too many caipirinhas in my day. It's an evil drink. If you've had caipirinhas, that is what is in cachaça. So now, Kara's mixing this up. She's scraping the harissa. Now, harissa is a Middle Eastern mixture. It's a spicy pepper mixture. Chances are you've had it in savory dishes. You might have had it with fish or something else. And this is in here, along with this citron-infused vodka. You can buy it, right?
Right.
You can infuse it yourself.
Right.
You can buy citron-infused vodka, tomato juice, harissa, and just a little lemon wedge for garnish.
Oh, and I keep forgetting to do the garnishes.
Oh, that's
what is
all
wrong
right.
with me?
Oh, no.
I know it's radio,
okay.
But presentations still count.
Don't tell anyone about my bunny slippers. Actually, I don't have bunny slippers on, but I did kick my shoes off.
Oh, I love the striped socks. That's wonderful.
That's what radio does for you. I'm right here with Karen Newman. She is mixing me drinks. She's written this great book called Spice and Ice. She's a food writer. She has tons of ideas. Maybe you need a new seasonal drink. Autumn is here. It is chilling. And maybe you want to move from margaritas and mojitos to something else. Give us a call, 866-675-6675. And, of course, if you can't get to the phone, you can email us, everydayfoodradio@yahoo.com. But we would prefer that you call us. Anyway, I am going to try this drink now. Again, this is the Red Dawn. I love that you said it's a Zen Bloody Mary. Now, why do you say that?
Because it's just very simple and stripped down, very pared down. It has exactly three ingredients as opposed to your standard Bloody Mary where you can go up to a dozen ingredients. So the harissa really does the hard work for you. So this one's just 2 ounces of citron vodka, half a teaspoon of harissa, and 4 ounces of tomato juice, and that's it.
That's it.
That's
really
it.
Easy. And these things you can have on hand. So if people just drop by, you can have this, absolutely. The harissa, did you buy it in a can?
I did. I had a hard time finding it.
Did you?
Yeah. I think probably you wouldn't find it in most supermarkets, but I think you'd find it in a specialty supermarket or in, I found it in a store that specializes in Indian products.
Ah, okay. Now, if you can't find it, you can probably order it online. I'm betting that you could, you know, find
it
that way. But if not, if you take a red pepper and you roast it and you added some hot, either chipotle or ancho to it, I think you would get a very similar kind of thing and just puree that and then you could keep it in the refrigerator.
It wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, it has kind of a tomato paste-like
mm-hmm,
consistency.
Right. It probably has a little bit of tomato in it, a little bit of pepper, and a little bit of heat.
Right.
So all those, and maybe a drop of salt, although maybe you don't want salt. I don't know. I think it's really, really good. But let's talk some more about the other, you know, the other things in the book. So we talked about infusions, peppers. What, you know, what kind of peppers should people be looking for when they're making these infusions?
Well, I think you could use just about any kind of pepper, but I usually tell people when they're shopping for peppers
mm-hmm.
to look for, just as you would look for, you choose your produce carefully
mm-hmm.
when you're shopping for apples or any kind of produce. Same thing with chili peppers. You want to make sure that you choose something that's, if possible, smooth, unblemished, bright, vibrant color. And then the one exception is poblano peppers, which are naturally a bit wrinkly.
Right, those are a bit wrinkly. Now, habaneros. You even had some habanero stuff.
Oh, I love habaneros.
Here. I like them, too. But they are really hot. You had a drink called the Scotch Bonnet, did
yes,
you not?
I did.
Describe that, please.
That one is simply a scotch infused with habanero pepper. And it's combined with pineapple juice, and it's another simple but easy drink, and it's garnished with a wedge of pineapple. And at first, when I started working with that drink, I was really worried that the habanero was going to completely ruin the scotch.
Well, I thought so, too. I was curious about thinking that it would be killer hot.
Well, I don't know if I'm necessarily a good person to judge because I think my taste buds are just gone at this point.
Oh, no.
But again, the key was just to make sure that it didn't sit for too long. And when I went and tasted it, it was such a beautiful combination because you had the peatiness of the scotch and then some heat from the pepper, and it just, for whatever reason, just created that magic together.
Oh.
It was just wonderful.
It sounds magical. I'm Sandy Gluck, in for Betsy Koretnik. You're listening to Everyday Food on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112 and XM 157. Stay with me as food and spirits writer Karen Newman and I continue to take more of your calls at 866-675-6675. But first, here's my dish for dinner tonight.
Welcome back to Everyday Food with Sandy Gluck on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112 and XM 157.
Welcome back. I'm Sandy Gluck in for Betsy Koretnik, and you're listening to Everyday Food on Martha Stewart Living Radio, Sirius 112 and XM 157. I am joined by Karen Newman, food, wine, and spirits writer and author of Spice and Ice. Spice and Ice, and we are tasting Spice and Ice. These are great drinks.
Thank you.
I just love that you're doing that. So let's talk some more, a little bit more about peppers and a little bit more about spice and drinks. So the peppers, you said pretty much anything as long as it's not wrinkled, with the exception of poblanos, which are sometimes wrinkled when you get them.
Right.
Right.
Right. That's just for shopping for fresh chili peppers.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also want to think about dried peppers.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I think pretty much anything goes.
Right. Those are wrinkled already. You don't have to rehydrate them. You just soak them in the liquor. Now, you soak them, you do a whole bunch of different, you soak scotch, things in scotch, you soak them in tequila, in vodka. Do you ever get things like Everclear, where you make an infusion out of that?
Oh, my goodness.
That is like killer,
cruel.
Right?
That's so strong on its own. Oh, my goodness.
Although, so that answer is no.
No, good Lord, no. But you could always infuse simple syrup. You could infuse juices if you wanted to make a mocktail.
The kids who like spicy drinks.
If you have kids who are in trouble and you're looking for a creative way to punish them, I don't know.
Nail biters. It's for the nail biters.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. How hilarious. And then in addition to the dried ones, there are also so many wonderful powdered peppers,
mm-hmm.
and hot sauces. I mean, I could keep going if you want.
I know you could keep going. You could keep going. Kara also writes for Chili Peppers, which is a magazine for hot chili heads. Really, and everything spicy.
I think the tagline is fiery food
fiery
enthusiast.
Fiery food enthusiast. So that's because it's changed.
So all the people, those masochists who go to chili cook-offs and mm-hmm. salsa competitions, that's my target audience.
Oh, is it?
Absolutely.
I love that. So you make these drinks for them.
Yes.
And you tell them that they can make them as hot or as not as they like. I mean, I think that's the beauty of making your own infusions. As you said earlier, you can taste it after this, you know, taste it after an hour and a half, taste it after 2 hours, and you can do whatever you like. You brought a third drink with one of my favorite ingredients, some ginger, I believe.
Yes. Yes, this one is made with Domaine de Canton ginger liqueur, which I love. Love, love, love.
Is that easy to find?
Yes.
It is.
It's a relatively new liqueur, but it's only been around a couple of years. It comes in this distinctive bamboo-shaped bottle. But it's lovely. It's not too spicy, but it has like a bit of the gingery zing to it.
Mm.
So I think it's good for introducing people in baby steps to some of the spicier flavors.
Oh, fine. So this has the Domaine de Canton ginger liqueur in it. It also has some Dutch caramel vodka, apple cider, and lemon juice. It's called the Spiced Caramel Apple. I think that is very, very cool. So we have tried three drinks. This will be the third drink. The first one we tried was a Dragon Fire cocktail made with a jalapeno-infused tequila, some triple sec and orange liqueur, orange juice, lime juice, a little lime wedge for garnish. The second one we tried was not as spicy. It was the Zen Red Dawn, a Zen Bloody Mary, made with a citron-infused vodka, some tomato juice, some harissa, that is a spicy tomato pepper puree that you can find or you can make. We have some recipes online at MarthaStewart.com. And then the one we are trying right now is a spiced caramel apple. I love that idea. And you know, you may not know this, but I too am a very, very big ginger fan. So, where is that drink? Is it over here?
It's right
I need
there.
Longer arms. That's okay. Thank you very, very much. Okay, now I'm going to give this a try.
Usually it's served in a martini glass.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. That is wonderful. I never knew there was a caramel vodka out there.
Yeah, it was made by Van Gogh.
This is so very, very nice. This would absolutely be perfect for Thanksgiving.
If you can't find the Dutch caramel, it's also really good with vanilla vodka.
Oh, vanilla vodka, which will give you a very sort of typical, you know, vanilla also has that caramelly smell.
It has that wonderful aroma.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm picking up. I'm picking up the caramel now and the apple. I mean, it's a really great combination. It's almost like a delicious caramel, you know, candy apple. But you don't want to give this to your kids. But I could see if you were having a Halloween party, this would be the perfect, you know, drink, and perfect for Thanksgiving as well. Very much of the season.
Very bearskin rug in front of the fire.
Ooh. bearskin rug in front of the fire. That sounds really nice to me. Where are we going to do that in New York City? Kara, that's your job. You have to find a place to do that in New York City.
Okay, Chief, I'm on it.
Okay, good. I knew that she could do it. Oh, but with your Thanksgiving meal, this would be absolutely perfect for pre-Thanksgiving meal. You don't want to drink it with your meal. I think that's part of the thing about cocktails, too, that you want to remember. It's not to sip throughout the meal. It's before the meal. It's afterwards. You know, I know there are some people who do have cocktails with meals, but...
I think this one you could either serve in place of dessert or with dessert. If you really wanted to kick it up a notch, you could probably rim the edge with crumbled up ginger snap cookies.
I saw you said that. Brush it with agave nectar or something and then put it in the ginger snaps, which would be really, really good. Karen Newman, I want to thank you so much for joining me. Karen Newman, food, wine, and spirits writer and author of this wonderful book called Spice and Ice, 60 Tongue-Tingling Cocktails that she was kind enough to bring and share with us. Thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It was an absolute pleasure to have you here.